We got more Holiday World winning coming up, and this was crazy last night. And it's on our Facebook, and I put it there on my blog at z100fm.com. Just scroll down to Kent the Country. Remy is our 120-pound French Mastiff that came to live with us, a few months ago. And we had given him these rawhide bones before. They're white. They're these big bones. He's a big dog. He likes to chew things. His breath stinks because he's got plaque. And the rawhide bone is like, take off the plaque. And he's a whole lot better. And he's a dog. He's a big old sloppy dog. And so he needs a bone. And he was chewing on one last night. And we'd given it to him before and what have you. No problem. But I noticed last night, it's about 9:30, I guess, that his breathing just was loud, and it was like he was licking his lips all the time, and then he started pacing around the living room, and then he started pacing around the kitchen, and he was still, something was not right. You know when something's not right with your dog. And so I went up to the kitchen, tried to get him to get a drink of water, and he still wouldn't get a drink of water. And so I said, this dog is choking. I thought this dog was choking. I hollered at my stepson last night, Ethan, to come on out and see what he thought about it. And yeah, he's like, this dog is choking. And I thought, how in the world? He's choking on that rawhide bone. And so I Googled dog choking on a rawhide bone. And sure enough, honestly, there was like list after list of like how dogs have actually died from the rawhide bone. Now, I don't want to knock the Rawhide Bone Corporation because maybe, you know, they're listening today. But in this case last night, I'm just telling you the absolute truth here. This dog was choking to death. He was getting air in and out, but he was struggling for every deal. And so on the thing that I Googled, it said you need to pull back his tongue and check and see what is in there. And so, and then clear it if you can. Sure as the world, I get in there and I open his mouth a little bit and I look back. There's a little sliver of white in the very, very back of his throat. I'm like, oh, dang. And Ethan, my stepson, was like, we're going to have to do this together. And Remy, our dog, was not snapping at us, but he was not happy, as you can imagine, having a kid pry open his mouth and then, dad here reaching into the back of his throat. I had to put a glove on my hand so I could get traction on the thing back there. Because I got a hold of it a little bit one time, then I tried pulling it out. No, it was too slippery because it's slobber and my dog's mouth. My hand is way back in my dog's mouth in the kitchen. He's trying to shake my stepson off of him. Finally, we pried his mouth open. I got back there. I got a good hold on it and I started pulling. And my friend, I am telling you the truth. As I was pulling, I pulled out about a foot of a chewed up rawhide bone that was lodged in my dog's windpipe. I don't think there was any damage to his windpipe. Or I know there's veterinarian people probably listening to me thinking, oh, dang, Kent, you should have brought him in. And maybe we'll do that and get him checked out. But he seemed to be doing okay. There was no blood on it. You know, it just slid right out. And so I just want to warn you, if you're a dog person, you know about this stuff, but for some people, it's not gross, but it is pretty gross. There's a blog post about it at z100fm.com, and I put the picture way down at the bottom in a warning, so if you scroll down, you're going to see it. That's just my life, all right? So the moral of the whole thing is, we're not going to be giving our dog any more rawhide bones. It's crazy what that thing almost did to our dog last night. So I'm just throwing it out there today. Maybe you've heard that those things were kind of dangerous or what have you, but I just found out firsthand last night, and luckily by the grace of God we were able to get down there and get that thing out of there. But we did have one hell of a fight on our hands to get that thing out of there, which was crazy. And then we had one hell of an amen when it was all done. Kind of a come to Jesus moment for Remy right there. Everything's A-okay right now, but like I said, no more rawhides for Remy. 723 with Brantley Gilbert.